I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. It's not exactly public radio, but Clear Channel Communications, the country's biggest radio station chain, is cutting back on advertising. The company says it's cutting the number of air minutes taken up by commercials. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Hi, Tess.
Hello, Madeline.
Tess, what prompted this move by Clear Channel?
Well, what prompted this is people are getting sick of having to listen to so many ads. Clear Channel says it's doing it to create a better environment, not just for listeners, but for advertisers. So there's not as much clutter on the air. Maybe the ratings will stay high and they can continue to charge high prices for those ads. Because of Clear Channel's size and scope, this is something that could potentially have a ripple effect across the industry, forcing other stations, station owners like Westwood One, maybe Infinity, to do the same in order to stay competitive. And that's really why it's so significant, because of Clear Channel's size.
So I guess Clear Channel figured out that listeners have a saturation point, and maybe were they switching channels? Was that the deal?
Well, the number of people actually listening to commercial radio has stayed fairly steady over the last decade or so, but they're not listening as much as they used to, about 3 hours less per week, actually. So I think it's probably safe to assume that they did reach some sort of breaking point, and that's what prompted this move. I spoke with Jean Kilborn, a media critic who wrote a book on advertising called Can't Buy My Love. She says that breaking point had to come soon, given just how much airtime goes towards selling people something other than music or news.
I think the problem of increasing advertising has gotten much worse in the past, you know, couple of decades. That it used to be on radio, perhaps you'd get 10 or 12 minutes of commercials an hour, and some places now it's up to 18 to 24 minutes. And there comes a critical point at which people will no longer take it. Listeners will just start listening to their own music, or they'll switch stations, or they'll go to satellite radio, or they'll try something else.
And, of course, no radio channel, no company, including behemoth like Clear Channel, wants that to happen. And as she mentioned, in an age where people really do have a lot of other options, even Clear Channel sees a need to fight for consumers.
Well, is there any actual evidence, any data, that too many ads means fewer listeners?
Yeah, actually, all of commercial radio has really been struggling with lower advertising revenues and trying to fill all these slots that they've now opened up for advertising. And, of course, advertising itself took a real hit the last couple of years, but it has rebounded in other sectors like TV and the Internet and, to some extent, magazines, but not in commercial radio. So they had to do something. And one other initiative that Clear Channel announced, in addition to cutting the amount of airtime, it says it's going to develop better ads. More entertaining for all of us. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, what happens in Vegas stays in Beijing.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.